warning. You're about to get a triple jab inoculation of freedom against woke BS, corporate media, and the Marxist left. Side effects may include independent thought and a sudden urge for liberty.
This is so rich.
We have seen gas prices go down.
Aren't they $1 a gallon higher than when you guys took office, though?
First of all, we have to look at the impact of how we got there, right?
Joe Biden is putting America last, and he's shutting down American pipelines to provide good, high-paying American jobs, yet he's letting Vladimir Putin build a pipeline to Western Europe.
Food prices going up, to inflation going up. So that is really important.
Come on, cut the crap.
Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, hour number two of the Wendy Bell radio program. So let's see what your limit is. They took away jobs. They silenced and squelched and shuttered mom and pop stores, restaurants, gyms, salons, entrepreneurial investment during COVID, right? They then forced a lot of people to do something they didn't want medically. They destroyed statues trying to rewrite history. They infiltrated school boards. And they came after our kids. At which point are you tapping out? I'm going to say that last point is going to be the last straw. It's one thing to make us financially insecure. It's one thing to fiddle with the food supply. It's one thing to propose preposterous, unaffordable, unreliable, unproven regulations, etc., for some overarching virtue signaling do-goodery. It's a whole nother thing when you mess with my kids. Gloves come off. And I said this. I said it before Glenn Youngkin won in Virginia. I will say it again. The line of demarcation is our children. The stuff that's going on out there is crazy. And I've got an update for you, a story that you need to know about. It was about 2 weeks ago, I told you about this small little school, the Mid-Vermont Christian School. Now, they don't get taxpayer money the way the public schools do. They rely on the generous donations of the faithful in their community to give to the curriculum, to pay for the teachers, to pay for everything. It's about 103 students, K through 12. Several of the classes have only 5 students. And yet, despite that, the school has 4 sports the students can participate in. And I told you about the varsity girls basketball team. They were ready to play in a potential playoff game when they found out that the opposing school, much bigger school, 400 or 500 students, Long Trail, I think it was called, the girls varsity team had a biological boy on its roster. And the principal and the basketball coach at Mid-Vermont Christian School said, no joy. We are not playing our girls against a dude whose nickname on the team is not in our house. Literally, that's the name of this student. This kid, who is a boy, who pretends to be a girl, is much taller than everybody else, is much faster than everybody else, as you imagine, is much stronger than everybody else on the girls' team. And so without fanfare, without some big media expose, The principal wrote a letter and said, no, we're not going to do this. This puts our girls in danger, sends the wrong message, and we're a Christian school. This is fundamentally contrary, antithetical to what we know is right. Anybody who thinks otherwise, literally, and I will drop it right now, needs to have their head examined. Boys should not be competing with girls. We are silencing and squelching a generation of girls who we pretend to say, you matter, everybody matters, except girls. Period. How about this headline? Vermont Christian School is now banned from future sporting events after forfeiting girls' basketball game against team with trans player. Oh, hell no. So this is what liberals do. This is what the virtue signalers who are ideologically captured do. They get together. They band together. And they do something idiotic like this until enough people rise up. And by golly, hey, Vermont. Every school in Vermont, wake up. This only changes if you rise. Here's the story. The Vermont Christian School that forfeited a game in the girls' state basketball playoffs because its opponent had a biological male student has been banned from participating in sporting events going forward. Not just the girls' team, not just that varsity team, not just those individual players, all students. Because by golly, don't you dare push back against our virtue signaling do-goodery garbage. We'll come down. The Gateway Pundit reporting last month, Mid-Vermont Christian School withdrew from Vermont's Division IV basketball tournament because of a biological male on the opposing team. MVCS head of school Vicky Fogg explained in a statement, it was unfair. It was unsafe for the high school girls to play against a biological male. Quote, we withdrew from the tournament because we believe playing against an opponent with a biological male jeopardizes the fairness of the game and the safety of our players. Hello, that's what Realville sounds like. Allowing biological males to participate in women's sports sets a bad precedent for the future of women's sports in general. Of course. As reported by the Valley News, the Vermont Principals Association. This sounds like a piece of work. 15 people. I did a little bit of dive on these clowns. Vermont Principals Association, the governing body for high school sports in the state, released a statement Monday saying Mid-Vermont Christian School violated policies and is thus ineligible to participate in future events sanctioned by them. The ban covers all sports and will take effect immediately. Quote, the result was a determination that policies have been violated at the school level. Thus, there is an immediate determination of ineligibility for Mid-Vermont Christian and VPA sanctioned activities and tournaments going forward. Vermont state law bars discrimination against student athletes due to their gender identity. Furthermore, any disputes over trans students' participation on sports teams must be considered on a case-by-case basis. Don't you believe that having a boy compete against girls is discrimination against girls who identify as the gender in which they were born as girls? That's discrimination. For thee, but not for me. We've picked the class that will supersede all others. It is a very super small class. Very few people in the world associate as being trans. But we're going to put all the eggs in those baskets. Yes. And so I clicked on this, the Vermont Principals Association Athletic Policies. Now, one would think that this overarching, overbranching organization would what? Take into account the safety of all players, would be concerned about the rules of the game and the fairness of the game, about getting as many people to play as possible. No. That's all the way at the end of their bylaws, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to pull it up for you. Vermont Principals Association Athletic Policies, Table of Contents. The first thing, commitment to racial, gender fair, and disability awareness. Number two, policy on gender identity. This is what matters to the left. It's not whether your child gets an extraordinary education. It's not whether your child learns how to read or learns how to be an independent thinker or a thought leader. It doesn't matter if your child flourishes in the school. They want their money that the state gives them, and they want to set precedent. And the precedent is girls don't matter. A boy pretending to be a girl matters more than every other female in the district. Rise up. Every single parent, boy parent, girl parent, should say, oh, hell no. They're banking on the quiet conservatives who stay out of the limelight. We're quiet people. We don't get into people's way because we like to be left alone. We don't like the government meddling in what we're doing, and we tend not to meddle in what they're doing until the final straw is pulled, until that line of demarcation is crossed and you start messing with our kids. So who will it be? Who will be the David in this story against the perceived Goliath of social do-goodery initiatives that do nothing more than suck? Well, this isn't the only story to talk about today, as luck would have it. We're going to take you to Massachusetts next. Wait for it. Dr. Richard Rafferty at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. You know, other treatments, including surgery, are meant for pain relief when you're dealing with bulging, herniated, or degenerative discs. They're not meant for healing. It's not meant for your body to heal itself. It's like, well, we're going to get in there. We're going to dig out the problem, and it's going to hurt for a long time, and you're going to have to go through rehab, and it's going to be a long process, but we're pretty sure that at the end of that, you'll be better. Well, what if you didn't have to go through surgery and instead you went through a therapy, a treatment that allowed your discs to regenerate and heal themselves? You're not getting cut into. That's what Dr. Richard Rafferty does. And his success rate is 98%. Would you take that odd? I would, 100%. 98% success rate with intra-disc neutrosis. Are you a candidate? There's one way to find out. 412-906-9600, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. Get in touch with them today. All right, so what is going on in Massachusetts? Well, it's very interesting. Has to do with a transgender runner. What if you have a dude on your girls' team and that dude pushes you to the state championships? Oh yeah, that's the conundrum in very woke Massachusetts. How is this going to play out next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program? Well, and then this story, just to kick you in the pants, from Breitbart today. Trans runner propels Massachusetts high school girls track team to state championship. Now, listen to this. And think about this. So you have a daughter who's fast. I don't care how fast she is. I pretty much can guarantee you one of the slower boys who doesn't run and isn't on track is going to be able to smoke her in a race. Why? Because boys are better than girls? No. You know why. Biologically, the everything about the skeleton, the muscle mass, all of it, right? All of it. You don't need me to tell you this. Do you let your daughter ascend to the state championship with a dude on the team? I don't know. Some parents are all about winning, right? Maybe some parents would be like, absolutely. I wouldn't. I'd be like, oh, hell no. But I think you probably already get my vibe. Here's the story. Trans runner propels Massachusetts high school girls track team to the state championship. At what point did we start inconveniencing everyone to accommodate one person? That's where we are, right? So, and I'm going to think about this. You don't even need the specifics of this story. You know what I'm going to tell you. Dude on the girls' team, faster than everybody else. But here's the rub. You guys know the movie The Incredibles? right? So the end of The Incredibles, one of my favorite movies. What's his name? The boy, whatever. The little boy in the family who's faster than everybody else, right? His gift, his incredible gift is speed. He's just off like a shot. He's running in the school race and he's going too fast and his parents are in the stands going, not so fast, not so fast. And he's looking at the stands and he's slowing it down to make it look like it's going to be kind of fair, right? It's exactly what this transgender boy did. Ran really fast, was smoking all the girls, kind of trotted for a while, let them catch up a bit before pulling away and winning. How does that make you feel as a parent? You like that? Since when did it become the new normal to inconvenience everyone for some sliver of alleged good? So one transgender dude who wants everybody to pretend he's a girl because he would get smoked if he was on the boys' team. So it's inconvenient for whatever his insecurities or weaknesses are for him to say he's a girl. Because I don't know what you guys are thinking, but any young person, a teenager who thinks they're transgender, what they need is a therapist. This is what they need. Okay? When did we start doing this? Families make decisions about what is good for the entire family, not just one person all the time. When my husband and I got married, I had to look at what his income potential was as a physician, even though it was terrible when starting off, vis-a-vis what mine would be. I was a television news reporter. I was rolling the dice. I presumed I would ascend the ladder in television news and ultimately be a news anchor. I did, right? But we figured his income potential was going to be bigger than mine. Plus his schooling, the training, the time went into it, was way bigger than mine. So I made a very conscientious decision at the age of 28. We're going to go where it suits you, where you're going to flourish. I'll do the best I can. I'll work the hardest I can and add to the family coffers. But this is predicated on you and your career. How many people do this? You do this all the time. What's best for the family? We don't do that anymore. It's not what's best for the family. It's what's best for whatever virtue signaling individual we're told we need to kowtow to, because the whole idea is crazy. It's not supposed to make sense. It's supposed to make you second guess everything you think about. It's supposed to unravel traditional family values. It's about weeding God out of our lives. It's about bringing sex and disgusting conversations into the classroom. It's about blowing up history, rewriting history, and creating a new version of it, which is completely indefensible. It is meant to destroy America from within. Anybody who goes along with a dude running on a girl's team and pushing that school into some semblance of accolade is complicit. You're a willing and complicit partner. You're as guilty as the parents who think it's okay for that boy to pretend he's a girl. What are you doing? You are guilty. When does the madness stop? It stops when enough people pull their kids out of school, and it's happening. How many hundreds of thousands of kids are no longer in school? They are homeschooled. There's a reason why homeschooled kids kick the butts of public school kids intellectually and scholastically. Don't go anywhere. We got to take you to Oregon next. What? Don't miss this conversation next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. I have to read you this story. I have to fire you up. You have to know what is going on out there. This is the story. The girls' track team from Brookline High School, this is Massachusetts, has won the Massachusetts High School state finals after adding a biological male identifying as a female. Brookline Junior, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about your daughter getting screwed by a school that added a dude? How do you feel about that? Where are all of the female activists? Where's the women libbers out there? Where are all the women protesting Brett Kavanaugh wearing those disgusting hats? Where are all the women, Title IX? Where are you? Because your silence is deafening. Are you okay with this? You cowards. Brookline junior Chloe Barnes joined the team this season as a varsity runner. He helped the school win the 4x200 meter relay with a time of 1:50.43 at the Massachusetts State Track Coaches Association Northeast Invitational on January 14th this year. A video of the race shows Barnes easily running far ahead of the natural-born girls he is competing against, allowing his teammates to stay safely in the lead for the race, New Boston Post reported. In fact, Barnes can even be seen slowing down at least twice and looking back behind at the female runners he was leaving in the dust. Still, despite that, the girls could not close the distance. Barnes' race is listed on this Breitbart article. The school newspaper, The Cypress, reported in June of last year that as a sophomore, Barnes trained with the girls' team, but did not compete with the boys because he was, quote, fearful of the public's response if he were to compete as a girl. I'm in an arrangement with my coaches where I practice with the girls' team, but compete on the boys' team, Barnes said at the time. It was more a result of me just being afraid of other people watching me race. Again, making everyone else uncomfortable and putting girls in a situation to lose to a boy. For what? That fear apparently evaporated this season as Barnes has now fully joined the girls' team and has suddenly propelled the school to victory. The public schools of Brookline ruled as far back as 2014 that boys claiming to be girls were welcome to compete as girls. Things were crazy during Barack Obama. Imagine that. Students who are transgender may participate by the gender identity they consistently assert at school. Interscholastic athletic activities are addressed through the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association gender identity policy. That's a mouthful that means suck. The district was not first on the issue, though. The approach was initially approved by the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education Policy, called Guidance for Massachusetts Public Schools Creating a Safe and Supportive School Environment, Non-Discrimination on the Basis of Gender Identity. If brevity is the soul of wit, well. Quote, where there are sex-segregated classes of or athletic activities, including intramural and interscholastic athletics, all students must be allowed to participate in a manner consistent with their gender identity, the state's policy notes. I wonder what their school's ESG score is. Brookline girls track and field coach Lee Eddy also insisted that the school allow Barnes to make his own choice, regardless of the policy. Quote, although there are laws that govern what we're supposed to do and everything else, I don't think Brookline would ever run afoul, even without the laws. I'm sure they would fully support any individual, Eddy said piously. For those who oppose his participation as a girl, Barnes has a defiant message. Deal with it. Just deal with it.
I don't think he identifies as trans either, because there's an independent council of women's sports that says he is a non-binary identifying male. So I don't even know if he fits the quote-unquote trans.
We're going to carve out a carve-out.
Right.
Of the carve out that tells all biological girls who don't have some kind of an emotional or psychological problem that they need to deal with a professional, right? That's what this boils down to. All the girls are penalized for this. Deal with it. Well, would you guys want to deal with this? You just made a sound, Brock. What was that sound?
This one is just... beyond absurd.
This is why people want to move out of communities and move to towns that share their values. Oregon high school parents livid after discovering health teacher assigned students to share sexual fantasies. What? Now, I don't know about you guys. That's a hard no. Hell no. Apparently in Oregon, you can do pretty much anything you want. An Oregon high school has parents livid after it was discovered that a health teacher assigned homework asking students to write sexual fantasy stories and mark the initials of a man or woman next to the sexual activities that they would perform. What? First reported by local television news station KEZI, in the city of Eugene, a parent exposed the assignment via a screenshot on Facebook, which asked students at Churchill High School to, quote, write a short story, a paragraph or two, about a sexual fantasy that will have no penetration of any kind or oral sex, quotes or parentheses, no way of passing on an STI, sexually transmitted infection. Ew, I feel dirty as a grown-up saying these things to you, and this is passing as meh. Let's add that to the curriculum. That makes sense. Not about, you know what? When you eat a lot of Snicker bars, not a lot of fruits and vegetables, you're going to gain weight and get fat. It's bad for your cholesterol. Talk about your sexual fantasies and the adult you want to perform them with. What? It goes on, according to the Oregonian, Kirk Miller, the health teacher, who also happens to be the football coach. What? Gave the assignment to students taking Churchill's Health 2 Human Sexuality course, which directs the class to show that minors could, quote, receive loving affection without having sex, while choosing three items for the story. Such items could include romantic music, candles, massage oil, feathers, a feather boa, flavored syrup, etc. I'm so grossed out right here.
I'm grossed out hearing you say it.
I know. Ew. What are you doing? Hundreds of comments flooded the post within an hour of the screenshot being made on social media. This is so inappropriate, one post read. Does he still have a job? Another parent expressed outrage over the idea of an adult male teacher asking their daughter to share sexual fantasies with them. Do you really want to think that your teenagers have sexual fantasies? Do you know what I worry about with my teenagers? Did you brush your teeth? Did you guys do your laundry? All right, who trimmed their nails and didn't wash them down the sink? That's disgusting. Hey, Bobby.
All things that will hurt them in the long run.
Hey, Schmobby. What are your sexual... No! Right?
And to be fair, I would have a problem with a woman... If this is a woman teacher.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's wrong.
Wrong is still wrong. North is still north. I would be livid and be going to the police, a comment said. No teacher has any business asking this of a child. Catherine Rogers, whose 16-year-old daughter attends the high school but was not in the class, told the Oregonian that Miller previously gave the students another assignment that encouraged bisexuality called With Whom Would You Do It? I know. The classwork required students to initial males and females that the student, quote, would do each activity with, which were sexual in nature, such as kissing and oral sex. Quote, you may use the same person for multiple activities, the assignment added. Rogers said students in the class felt mortified, awkward, and creeped out by the assignments. Out of feeling uncomfortable with the assignment, Rogers said some students used Kung Fu Panda characters in their response to avoid being too personal. So while we're teaching our daughter to abstain from sex, her high school health teacher is asking her to pick out sexual partners and swing both ways, one mother told the Epoch Times.
I'd be requesting a parent-teacher conference off of school grounds.
I'd be yanking my kid. Churchill High School Principal Missy Cole said in an email sent to parents last week that school officials and Eugene School District officials were reviewing its high school health curriculum, which is called Our Whole Lives, developed by the Unitarian Universalist Association and the United Church of Christ. At this time, the assignment has been removed from the class syllabus and will not be part of students' grades. That's not good enough. The Our Whole Lives curriculum is utilized by many districts across the state and is endorsed by the Oregon Department of Education. Abolish the Department of Education. Blow it up! Peter Rudy, a spokesperson for the Oregon Department of Education, told the Oregonian last week that the state's list of recommended instructional material for high school health courses does not include the curriculum in question. Well, what the hell are you doing with a rogue teacher? And then this is the kick in the pants. The Oregon education system failing kids with less than 45% reading at grade level and less than 32% able to do math at grade level. There you go. How about we worry less about sexual stuff and more about, you know, reading and math? This is where you need to do a full body cleanse, right? That's the sound of my insides being cleansed with Brickhouse Nutrition's Field of Greens. I talk about Field of Greens for a reason. I like the idea that it gives me a kick, a boost of fruits and vegetables, six servings of fruits, six servings of vegetables in a scoop. And I drink two scoops in a glass of water, shake it up, and I drink it every day. And I got to tell you, it makes a difference. One, I very much appreciate it when I'm ready to grab a Snickers bar, because I'm getting hangry. I drink it and it talks me off the ledge, fills me up, and it makes me feel better. Two, I will tell you, and I'll shout it from the mountaintops, what this does for your hair, your skin, and your nails, and your overall well-being and health. It's a prebiotic, which kind of wraps you in its invisible force field. I feel it. I like it. I drink it. You don't have to, but I'm telling you, if you want to give it a shot, it's 15% off if you use my name, Wendy. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Wendy. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Wendy. 15% off. I think you're going to like it. All right, quick time out. When we come back, you know, as though this isn't stupid enough, Brendan Fraser won an Oscar, apparently. I wasn't a big Oscar watcher over the weekend, but there's been some backfire. Oh my gosh, what? Why is Dove, body, soap, whatever, outraged? The wokeness continues. We'll drop it for you next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. I mean, you're wondering, the devil inside. It's everywhere. Don't think that we're not being infiltrated. You know what? I hear people talk about Satan, right? And they're like, oh, Satan's at work. And I'm like, ah, it kind of weirds me out to hear stuff like that. That's a little kooky, right? Do you disagree? Do you disagree that there are forces of darkness and disgustingness that's being normalized? How can people like Ron DeSantis be vilified for saying something like, you know what? I'm not really cool with you talking about sex in grades K through three. That's going to kill transgender students. How do you jump from common sense logic that no child should be discussed? Why are toddlers seeing drag queen story time, right? What parents out there think this is okay? Because see, your chickens are going to come home to roost. You are scrambling your kids so royally. And here's the bummer. Just like the SVB Bank, just like Silicon Valley Bank, you're going to look to those of us who've been rational and reasonable, who believe that North is still North, to bail you out. That's exactly what it's looking like. How about this? Dove Soap accuses Brendan Fraser's makeup artists of fat appropriation after Oscar's win. Apparently he was in a movie, right? The Whale. He played a morbidly obese individual. I'm not going to give you the end of it. It's not good. Was supposed to be 600 pounds. And his makeup artists win this Oscar for creating the imagery of this morbid obesity. By the way, which no one should glorify. And we won't. There is nothing beautiful about being morbidly obese. It's bad for you. Stop trying to put big mannequin models in the stores and normalizing that bad decisions, which have tragic health consequences and lead to so much suffering, should be something that we all get behind. Yay! Wow, she's really big. Good for you. Donut? It's not called fat shaming. These are the same people, by the way, who not that long ago wanted to put restrictions on the size of sodas. Remember? Because you know what? That's terrible. You know how much sugar is in that? Do you know what that does to your body? All of a sudden now it's a freaking free-for-all. Go for it. Eat, drink, smoke, do whatever you want. Open-air heroin use? By all means. We'll make it safe for you. Right? Go after our kids? By sure, absolutely. So what are the people? Dove puts out a tweet. Dove, stay in your lane. You suck. Stop giving fat suits awards. We want better representation in Hollywood. No, we don't. Do you know what the chance of somebody who's 600 pounds dying is? Pretty good. Pretty damn good. Hey, Brock, what was it that started your weight loss journey?
It was the fact that Darren said I was pre-diabetic.
Why did that frighten you?
Because I did not want to be diabetic. Show me one person overweight, including myself, who wants to be overweight. No kid wants to be overweight because guess what? In grade school, in high school, you get made fun of. So any kid out there that's like, oh boy, I'm glad I'm 25, 30, 40, 100 pounds overweight. This is just fantastic. It just isn't real.
You know what? You need one of those vibrating things. You just stand on that for an hour a day. Maybe do the show.
Maybe I'll sit on it during the show.
It could do wonders for you, Brock. Yeah. It's the easy thing to do after all. These products wouldn't work if people didn't want to not be fat. Stop giving fat suits awards. You know what, Dove? How funny is this? Jeremy's Razors has stepped forward. Hilarious. I love this answer. I'm going to scroll down and see if I can find it. The Daily Wire's co-CEO Jeremy Boring offered an alternative for those who didn't like Dove's products or the trail of woke residue they left behind. Many people are unaware of our expanding product line at Jeremy's Razors. Our soap is exceptional. Absolutely. You're forcing us away, companies. Woke sucks. Knock it off. Hour number 3 on deck next. Don't miss the Wendy Bell Radio program. It continues next.